thing I want to ask you. Man, at the game, there was this little boy. I don't even know who he was. But the first thing he said, he was like, I can't wait to meet Tariq. And even after the game, everybody wanted to get photos and all that kind of stuff. Man, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good because I used to be the little boy, you know, looking up to other players and wanting to be the great player that I've become to be now. And just to do the same things that I've seen other people doing, it's just a great feeling.
How cool is that, though? Like, I'm assuming now, you know, and again, everybody sort of wanted to take pictures and all that kind of stuff. Is this something that happens after every game?
Yeah, majority of the time it's the big games, though. So it was wild to see that many people after a Dell State game. The people that traveled up there for us, it just really shows that we have some dedicated fans.
Sure, and I'm not going to harp on this, but just for you, again, and in coming here, everybody wants to take photos and all that kind of stuff, man. And you mentioned kind of being the younger guy, wanted to be that guy that, you know, looked up to the bigger guys. Even outside of Aggie fans, I'm sure you get a lot of that. How does that make you feel?
It also makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm getting a lot of exposure, not only for myself, but for North Carolina A&T. You know, the Celebration Bowl really did that. And it just feels good going to the grocery store and then people knowing who you are.
Can I take you back to 2013 in that first game against Hampton? 22, that may have been when you really started to come on. I was looking at the numbers early. I think your first game against App State was like 3 carries, 9 yards. And next week it was something. The breakout game. Would you say that was your breakout game? If so, why? If not, what was?
Yeah, most definitely. That felt like the first game I had a big game against them. I felt like I did good that game because the team really needed me, and we needed somebody to step up on the offensive end, and that's what I tried to do. I tried to bring excitement to the game and just bring explosive plays. I think that was the first game I broke for like an 80-yarder on a reception, on a busted play, and then that's when I really became the player I am today.
Yeah. Let me ask this. Four touchdowns this year alone of 80-plus yards. Like, that's video game type of numbers, man. You're averaging like 8.2 yards per carry. Describe for us, what are you seeing out? I mean, I know a lot of, you know, you got a lot of speed, great vision. What are you seeing out there? Why are you able to have so much? I know a lot of it has to do with the offensive line, but why are you able to have so much success?
It's really the downfield blocking. You know, our receivers really pride themselves on being good perimeter blockers and being physical on the blocking end of football. And then I also pride myself on not getting caught when I get into open field. So if I got an angle, or if somebody has an angle on me, I'm still going to try to run my fastest in order to break that angle. For example, to run that Bethune, the 80-yarder at Bethune, busted that angle up from the corner who came from the opposite side of the field.
You just outran him.
Yeah.
So how much do you feel like – why do you feel like you're such a better runner this year? Was it the off-season training? What's making you a better runner this year?
I feel like I'm really getting the mental aspect of the game down, like knowing where defenders are going to be, knowing what defenses are trying to do. And then when you know that, you can always plan 3 steps ahead of them to make yourself better, and you will know what the things that you need to get better on to be able to beat the defenses.
Talk about the coaches that have helped you along your way in now 4 years and some of the things that they've taught you, because one of the things I'm noticing more about you this year is you got this spin move, and you're spinning in the hole a lot. Can you kind of talk to how the coaches have kind of coached you over the years and helped you to grow your game?
Yeah, I got to credit my game to my coach, my running back coach, Coach Gibbs, because he really put me in the film room and just showed me what I need to look at and how to read defenses. And the spin move, I just think that's just natural. I just do it because I feel like that's the move that needs to be done. And it's the move that breaks the most tackles, I feel like, also.
Do you feel like you're doing it – but do you feel like maybe you're doing that spin move a little bit more this year than past years?
I don't know how many times I did it. I just be doing stuff off the muscle.
Okay. Let me take you back to your days at Bun, man. Now, were you a four-year starter?
No, I played 2 years JV. And then my freshman year, I didn't play offense. Sophomore year, I played a little bit of offense to the middle of the season. And then junior, senior year, when I played varsity, I played offense.
Okay. What was that like? How did you grow from junior to then senior year? Do you remember any of your numbers?
I don't remember my numbers, but I know my what made me the player I am, the player I was in high school, was the summer going to my junior year. So that sophomore year after that, I really worked out a lot with my cousin, and he put me through this pool workouts. And I just kept doing pool workouts the whole summer. And then the next season, I just was balling.
Yeah, well, how did you guys do that year?
We went 9-3, and we lost in the third round to Kinston, Denzel.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were telling me that story. So then after Bun, you know, what was the, I know people talk about the size and all that kind of stuff, but were you disappointed maybe that you didn't get more offers even after the career you had at Bun, and even after the you know, you guys did well in the play or had a good season?
I wouldn't say I was disappointed, because I knew that I was a small back, and I knew it was going to be hard for me to get offers in anyway. And on top of that, coming from a small school, not a lot of us was getting offers anyway. So when A&T got me my offer, I was excited for that, and I wasn't even thinking about the big schools and anybody else.
So had A&T had any contact with you during the season?
No, I finally talked to them after the season, and Coach Oliver, who was a coach here at that time, came to visit me and my family at the house.
Okay. And so when that happened, what did they say to you in terms of maybe the playing time and stuff like that you would get at A&T?
When Coach Broadway came to my school, he told me that I'd be like a receiving back, throw me the ball out the backfield, or running me on sweeps and stuff and things of that nature.
You know, a lot of people liken you, when you talk about the next level, to a Darren Sproles. Who do you think you remind yourself of that's playing in the National Football League?
I see myself as like a LeSean McCoy, okay, with more breakout speed when I'm in the open field, because he breaks a lot of defenders down, and he can cut on a dime. And I feel like I can break as many tackles as him, and I'm also quick. Not quicker than him, but up there with him.
Okay. Yeah, man, you very quick. So what are you running? You running a 4.3?
Yeah, I run 4.3.
Wow. Track. So that's what I want to talk to you. Track. How has the track program, being in the track program here at A&T, helped you to grow, particularly this season?
It done a lot for me, and it wasn't this season. It was really last season that it helped me on, when I ran track, and it brought me. It taught me how to run, you know, the proper knee drive, keep your toe up. It just really helped me when I get in the open field and when I need to get away from defenders. They're running out there for them, while when you run track, you have a track guy. They continue to run with form even when they're at top speed.
So let me. I know we kind of going around. Let me take you back to freshman year. You told a story here at A&T. You sort of told a story when we had you on before, that you came here trying to find a place to play because it was so much talent. Kind of tell that story.
When I first got the offer and I committed, I researched the team because I'm thinking I was going to come in and play special teams my freshman year. So then I was researching the team and I saw a guy named Devontae Graham, and then I seen him returning all punt returns and kick returns for touchdowns. So I was like, dang, probably not going to play special teams.
Right.
So then I looked at the running back position, see what I could do there, and then it was Mike Mayhew. And I know he just came off a tremendous season. You know, he had the record for most rushing yards, and I figured that it was three seniors behind him, so they were up next, and he probably taught them the way and that they were going to do the same thing he was doing. So I had to wait like 3 years till I get my final opportunity.
Oh, right. And then so, that was good. So are you hearing anything in terms of where you may be drafted? I don't know if you listened to that, but are you hearing anything in terms of that?
No, I have no idea where I'll be drafted.
Oh, ESPN, that's what I wanted to ask you about. What was that like, the whole, you know, coming into your junior year? I know when we talked before, you wanted to focus coming into this season less of that, but you knew it was important for the program first and then for yourself. What was all of that like with the making the visit to ESPN, being on ESPN and all of that year?
It was a great experience. It was like none other, because I never realized the ESPN campus is like a college campus. It's a lot of buildings where people work at and a lot of studios. And in one studio, you can have two sets. You can have First Take to the left of you, and then Turn to the right, and you'll have Mike and Mike in the morning. And it was just a crazy experience. And then walking around the studio, I was walking around, and they told me that Lil Wayne had tweeted about me. And that was just a surreal moment.
Is that right? Wow, that is pretty cool. So you know, I don't know if you knew about the piece that I did on Jamison Crowder, and he talked about you. He talked about the team his father actually played here. What does it mean? You talked about Lil Wayne, but what does it mean like to have a guy like a Jamison Crowder who's in the league, who's having success, say, I follow A&T, I follow Tariq Cohen?
I'm humbled by that, and I feel like that's what more HBCU athletes need. They need to know that people still looking at them, you know, and it's still possible to make it to the next level from HBCU. Because then that's why I feel like we'll start getting our players back. And more of the big-time players will start going back to HBCUs. Because that's where it really all started at anyway.
Wow. Talk about that, man. I did a piece on this kid Howard recruited as a three-star basketball player. And I kind of spoke exactly to that now maybe our kids will start coming back because at one time we couldn't go to non-HBCUs. Yeah. Give me your thoughts on, I know you just talked, but give me your thoughts on that.
I feel like students need to, the athletes need to pay more attention to the culture and the history of all the sports and people who were in the Hall of Fame and people who they idolized and see where they came from. Because when we start wondering where they came from, then you really get in contact with your roots and get in contact with your culture. And that's one thing I love about A&T. You know, it really got me in contact with my culture. And then Coach Broadway taking us to the African-American museums when we go to away games and stuff. And even the one in Greensboro, it's just keeping our minds sharp and letting us know what our ancestors and forefathers have done before us.
Was this something that you, in terms of the HBCUs, is this something you knew while you were in high school before you came to A&T?
No, I didn't know anything about HBCU when I was in high school. And then one of my advisors had took us on a trip to A&T. Well, I didn't go on a trip, but she was taking students on trips to A&T, and they kind of told me about it. And people were just talking about GHO all the time. So that's the only thing I knew A&T for.
Okay. And then lastly, what are some of the things you think – I mean, I know you're a perfectionist, man. You always want to get better. What are some of the things you think you – it's hard to imagine, but what are some of the things you think you could improve upon?
My strength-wise, I need to get stronger so I can pass block better, you know, do more in the pass block game, and also get better at running my routes, because at the next level, that's probably what they're going to want me to do. And with, like, running the ball at running back position, they might want to motion me out to the slot and do some routes there.
Yeah, does that make you feel good that's kind of been what's happening this year? You're the second leading receiver on the team.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like doing. I like doing everything on the offense. You know, I like passing the ball, too. I got a couple pass attempts on – I got one pass attempt on the season right now.
Wait a minute.
No, I got like two, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, what game I got?
I threw one at Kent State.
Oh,
but I think it got called back, though. I threw a touchdown.
Yeah. We were down in that far end zone. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I threw one to Denzel at South Carolina State. So just doing everything on the offense to show that I'm, you know, multifaceted and I can do a lot of things.